Go.
All right. Welcome to the meeting of the Gunnison Civic Library today, February 4th, 2020. In attendance here today, we have our council representative, Justin Miller. We have board members, Marcia
Lyman.
We have our, you're the director.
Right.
Carolyn Child, the director. We have Deborah Greener, Gentry Nay, Liz Brown, Barb Barlow, and then Tom Stafford.
As a perspective.
And then myself, Stacy Jackson, will have opening remarks by Laura Barlow.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to meet together as a community and as a board. We pray that thou bless this meeting, that we may make good decisions, that as we go over the information here, that we can make choices and decisions for this library that would be beneficial to our community and to the people living here. We're grateful for our wonderful city and for the blessings thou hast given us in this place to live, and we pray for thy blessing this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, going to our agenda then, we have a proposal for approval of minutes from our previous meeting held September 9th, 2019. We want to look over those. I don't think I have a copy of these.
Oh, here. It should be November 12th. Does somebody else have November?
Oh,
I have
so
November
sorry.
12th.
Yes, yeah. November. This says September 9th.
Oh,
the last
yeah.
meeting was
you know
November
what?
12th.
I just didn't get that changed.
That. Yeah.
No, so put nice.
November
12th.
Well, it was the last meeting, not September.
Right.
So we have the right meeting.
Yes.
Minutes here.
You have the right minutes. It has the wrong date.
Okay.
So November 12th.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. Motion passed to approve the minutes.
Or do we vote?
All those in favor?
Oh, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. Then our third item of business, names for a new, we have a vacancy for one board member. I'll turn that over to Carol.
Okay, and Tom Stafford has expressed an interest in being on the library board and has already helped me out a bit just as a volunteer. And so, do you know everybody personally here? Do they know you?
The only one who really knows Liz.
Okay, so, other
and
than
you,
the fact
course,
that,
but that's,
well,
you know, that goes without saying.
So, introduce yourself, tell them about you a little bit, and then we'll kick you out for a minute.
Sounds good. That usually what happens, I talk and people go, that's enough of that, see you. So, I'm used to it. Tom Stafford, I just retired from working up at the prison and looking for something to be a little bit more community engaged. I've done one form of community engagement. I've been a sheriff's deputy here in Stampede and also a Spring City police officer. But time to change gears, do something else community service-wise. And Carolyn, about a year ago, we were talking because I had come across something on the library board that some people have been around for a while. I was just joking around with Carolyn saying, well, it looks like you've had some people that have been around for a while. What are you going to do when they decide to leave? She goes, you interested?
You.
So a year later, here I am.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm a bookworm. I'll give you an example. Mrs. Konovich was my fifth grade English teacher. And you know how students will put books up in front of them so the teacher can't see what they're reading or looking at. But we're going back, okay, we're talking, this is the early 70s.
They do it with the iPad now.
They do it with the iPad now, but this is the early 70s. We had to do it a different way. And so, parent-teacher conference, Mom called me in with Mrs. Konovich. And Mrs. Konovich said, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Tom. I'm 9 years old. What's going on? I mean, I'm getting straight A's in class. I mean, what's going on? Mrs. Konovich goes, I don't know what I can do with you. How am I supposed to discipline you? What do you mean? Most every time I knock one of the books over so I can see what the kids are doing, they're writing this or doodling that. What book were you reading the other day? Queen's Bench 7 by Leon Uris. So I'm an avid bookworm. So, and I think reading is extremely essential. Three of my kids deal with, actually four of my kids deal with learning disabilities, and one of the biggest things we could ever do for them was to read with them and let them read to us. And so to me, that's critical and crucial. And that's why I think being here, we can be of an asset not only to the community of Gunnison, but also in our community, extended community, wherever our patron area is. But also, how do we expand? How do we take this forward? How do we advertise? How do we get people in? And where do we get the love of reading back to them? So that's why I'm here.
Bravo.
All right, get out.
I'm just going to phone this one in.
Shut the door on your way out. We don't want you spying on us.
On this public open meeting.
Well, but this part is a closed portion. You might say we're now in a closed. And you know what?
You have to announce.
Yes. What I need you to do is to ask that we go into a closed session, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So now we're going to enter into a closed session to discuss the new board member.
Okay. Very well.